Get out, get out, get out!
Good hands, baby!
That's the sound of the MSU football team going through drills on the turf of Jane Stadium. The Eagles, who went 7-4 overall and 6-2 in Pioneer Football League play in 2015, are coming off their best season since 2007. Coach Tenure believes his Eagles are primed and ready to give him their best as they build for the 2016 campaign.
We lost a lot of great players, but so did everyone else in the Pioneer Football League. You know, there's three teams that graduate over 30 kids that we get to play this year. So, you know, that's the great thing about this. It's kind of you replenish what you had and you transitioned some of your red shirts and younger kids into new roles. And so I'm really excited about it. I really like our skill level. You know, we're going to be younger on defense.
The Eagles made a significant change in the offseason with defensive coordinator Dante Wright leaving for a job at Tennessee Tech. Linebackers coach Zach Moore has replaced Wright. Despite losing several key players to graduation from a unit that was vastly improved last season, Moore remains confident that the guys he has returning can help the Eagle defense make further progress in 2016.
The good news is that we have guys there with some game experience, extensive game experience, that have been, you know, rotating in and out, or whether it be, you know, spelling people when they were injured or fatigued. So, you know, it's not like we're starting from scratch there.
However, in the trenches, Moore is still looking to find the right attacker on the defensive front.
You know, our defensive tackles, we've moved a couple guys around there trying to find the right formula right now and to try to make ourselves a little bit more athletic at that position. And so really tackle is going to be the position probably with the most unknowns, just because that's the position with the least amount of game experience.
Junior outside linebacker Ryan Bennett, who led MSU with 96 tackles last season, is one of those key returnees for Moore's defense. He likes what his group has shown so far this spring and hopes they can continue to improve, but says the key for them is to have the right attitude.
That's the one thing that I want to see come out of all my teammates is just the enthusiasm and the drive to come out here and get better every day.
On offense, junior quarterback Austin Gayhafer led the PFL in passing yards, throwing for 3,244 yards and 24 touchdowns. For his efforts, he was named the conference's Offensive Player of the Year. While the Eagles have a team with a lot of freshmen and sophomores on that side of the ball, Gayhafer believes they still have plenty of skill and experience they can rely on.
I think we got a lot of young, talented guys, especially at receiver for the offense. But yeah, we got a lot of returning seniors too. You know, we had a lot of juniors play last year, and we got some guys that are seniors this year, and I think, you know, we're ready to take that next step as seniors.
The Eagles will end spring practices with their annual spring game Saturday at 7 p.m. at Jane Stadium. But until then, the Eagles are still taking each practice one day and one win at a time. Reporting from Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Nathan Gutierrez.